I'm used to people being human and having emotions, unless they are machine-like, manufactured rather than reproduced in genetic manner. J. We feel, but it does not mean the same thing. D. Can you help me understand? J. If you touch me, I feel it. It does not transmit to. It does not mean that the same sensation will take place. In that, my mind knows you have touched me. I feel the touch, but not in the same manner as a human feels a touch. It is a process, a telepathic touching, as opposed to physicalness. In that we operate from a level of telepathy. Therefore our evolvement is to the state that our senses come through that way of knowing, as opposed to the more physical level of emotional touching that you would understand. D. I'm thinking of the way people caress each other, especially when they caress a child. J. We are learning. We wish to integrate the two different types of emotions, and understand them. In the integration process, what will take place is an evolvement of and an integration into the telepathic way of feeling and knowing, and sensory feeling and knowing. D. I see. Then you also don't feel emotions such as love or hate? 320. The custodians, J. We do not understand them, although we can feel them. It is different for us. D. Then you can feel anger? J. We can feel any emotion you can feel, but it is felt in our minds as opposed to affecting our physical bodies. D. Then you're not totally cold people. J. That is correct. We experience it, but it does not affect our physicalness as it does the human. Stress is a part of the human life. It breaks down the body. It affects the mind. It affects the molecular structure of your body. D. And you are trying. J. I am trying to tell you that if stress is applied to us, it does not affect our body that way. However, we do experience it with our mind. We are not here to harm. We are not here to take over your planet. It is too bad that you cannot understand this. D. I believe this. J. Yes, you do. I was speaking collectively. D. This lack of feeling, was that caused because your race developed in a different way? J. It is simply caused by the fact that where we are from and where we developed differently. It is not because we didn't have it. We didn't know it. It was simply an unnecessary part of our existence. D. I thought maybe we all started out the same way, and you evolved into a different way. J. We began the way we are. That is why it is hard for us to understand Earth emotions, and some of the manners of existence in which you apply yourselves. I pause to turn the tape over in the recorder. D. You're probably very aware that I am using a machine. J. We understand machines. D. This is a machine that captures the voice, and helps me to regain that voice at another time. The words. J. We retain the voice in our mind. Contact with a little gray being, 321. D. We don't quite have that capability. So I have a little machine that the words go into. And when the time comes I can play them back and hear and understand them again. J. You could retain them in your mind. D. But it's very difficult when you have so much information. J. It's a matter of self. She had difficulty finding the right word. It's a matter of sorting the information and categorizing and filing. D. Well, I'm able to do that to a great degree. J. It's a matter of imaging and images tracing. Much as we fly, we can image your planet or a place, and then we do not have to physically fly there to go there. D. Are you in our atmosphere now? J. We are in your atmosphere. D. Beauty you mean, where you come from originally. You would just image where you want to go? J. This is correct. D. And you don't need any type of power source for the ship or anything? J. We do not need a type of power source. Thought is our power source. D. This is enough to operate the entire ship. J. It can operate many ships. D. Is this collective thought, or the thought of just one individual like yourself? J. It can be one or it can be collective. D. Scientists in our day think you must have some type of power, mechanical, electrical or something similar? J. There are ships that run off many different sources. That is where you go astray. You humans think that all ships must use the same kind of energy. Is that correct? D. Or at least energy we can understand, combustible or different types. J. Do you understand light energy? D. Only in the way we use electricity. J. Well, there is a point just past light on which we travel. It's a light frequency. It's not visible to the naked eye. 322. The custodians. D. I'm thinking of laser. J. You are getting closer. D. Closer? Chuckle. As much as I know of it, laser is a faster frequency, I believe. Isn't it? J. Yes. This frequency is faster than your light. D. I'm thinking of microwaves. J. That is a different thing altogether. D. Okay. Then you are able to travel with a physical ship on this frequency by using thought. Yes, by using thought are you able to dematerialize and materialize in another place? J. Exactly. D. All right. Because we think of traveling at the speed of light. J. This is faster than the speed of light. D. Is this similar to the way she went through the walls? J. This is similar, but there is a different process used for travel. When you speak of passing through matter, you're talking about a different type of process than that on which we travel from our universe to your atmosphere. D. Just because it doesn't go through matter? It would be a different process. J. Exactly. D. But it is still a dematerializing in one place and rematerializing somewhere else. Is that correct? Because I'm trying so hard to understand, J. I'm not able to explain it to you at this time. I can tell you that there are two separate processes of travel. Once the being came through her well and began to travel, she traveled by the second process between her outside wall and the craft. This is why the human sometimes has trouble readapting to re-entry into your time frame and vibrational rate. For vibrational frequencies change in this kind of travel. It takes a while to slow it down, depending upon the manner of re-entry. D. It's traveling faster, then it has to slow down again. J. Exactly. It sometimes causes adjustment problems. It can, contact with a little gray being. 323, cause some disorientation, which we try to alleviate as soon as possible when we become aware it is taking place in the individual. D. May I ask you, are your people sexual? Yes, you have male and female. Yes, and you reproduce in the same way that humans do? J. We have a choice. D. Can you explain? J. We may reproduce in that manner. We may use several other methods. D. What other methods are available? J. I have explained two of them to you already. D. Cloning and this method with Janus? Yes, I am curious about what will be done with this baby. I mean, why would you want to have a human combination? J. Because in the human combination you have all the physicalness of the human, as well as all the mental capacity of our race, integrated. D. But don't your own people have excellent physical capabilities? J. We think you are beautiful. We have physical capabilities, but they are unlike your physical capabilities. D. I thought you would be happy with your own, the way you were made, and you would not. J. It is not a matter of unhappy. It is a big lesson for you humans to learn. Different than. D. What do you mean? J. Different than as opposed to dissatisfied with. It is not a matter of better than or worse than. It is just different than. D. That's what I was trying to understand, why you would want to change the physical appearance now of your race? J. It does not change the physical appearance of our race, as such. Because it is not our race, as such. Nor is it your race, as such. D. What do you mean? J. I mean it is not either race, but a race. 124. The custodians. I did not understand that he was referring to the creation of a new, separate race. D. You mean everyone belongs to one race? J. Ultimately that will happen. D. Was that where it started? J. I do not understand that question. D. Did we all begin as one race? J. I have explained to you the differences in the manner in which we experience emotions, as compared to the manner in which humans experience emotions. The integration of these two types of experiences into one being creates a different being, but takes nothing away from either race. Nor does it change the fact that that particular individual is composed of both races. D. So we all started out as different races. Then the goal is to integrate into one race that has the best parts of all of them. Is that right? J. This is one project, yes. D. There are other projects also? Yes. Could you tell me about them? J. I cannot tell you at this time. D. Well, I have lots of patience, but I also have so many questions. I am trying to understand the purpose of this. J. A part of the essence that remains on the earth can be transferred to the new human at a point in time when there evolves a new earth. D. A new earth? What do you mean? Pause. I know a great deal of future prophecies. I'm trying to see if what you're saying fits in with that. J. I'm saying that the new being will be the kind of being that populates the new earth. D. In our future or what? J. Yes, in your future. In all our futures. You might understand it better if I used the word transfer. D. Transfer what? J. If you choose, depending on the outcome of your choices on contact with a little gray being, 325, your planet. The need exists for a race of humans to repopulate your planet. The essence of the humans that already populate your planet exists in the new race. Therefore, should you choose the path to destruction, the repopulation will more than likely take place out of this race of humans. Therefore, you will truly have a new race to populate your new heaven and your new earth. A new race with only the most positive qualities. D. A more evolved race, really? Yes, a similar concept was described in my book Keepers of the Garden, about a planet that was being prepared to receive a new, more perfect, species of humans in the event that we destroyed our planet Earth. This new human was being developed through the experimentation process conducted on board these spaceships. I was told that the human genes must not die, but were being preserved in this way. D. Well, this embryo. I guess you could call it a baby. You said it was full term, and completely formed at the size of 4 months. J. 4 months. D. Where is the baby taken? J. We have facilities much as you have in your hospitals. We service and maintenance the child in the same manner. We have beings whose job is to maintenance the child. To serve as you would call surrogate mother to the child. The natural mother does visit with the child if she elects to do so, although she will often not retain the memory of doing so. The mother of the child also teaches these beings how to interact with the child. This is a part of our necessary learning. D. Does the child grow at a different rate? J. Yes, it grows at a different rate. It can be 4 years old in the span of 2 minutes of your Earth time. D. That is very fast. Does it seem to be that fast in your time? J. It can or cannot be that fast. 326. The custodians. D. That way you could have an adult in a few days, couldn't you? Yes, I see. Are these new beings, this new race, going to be used anywhere else? J. They live and are being taught in a very different place, much as the environment in which they will ultimately live. D. But this place is away from Earth? Yes, and this is where they will become accustomed, so to speak. Climatized? Yes, what about the clones? Will they ultimately come back to Earth? J. Yes. Some of them are already on Earth. D. In what capacity? J. As humans. D. What was the reason for that? J. Because we can clone a human and we can, in a matter of speaking, redesign its physicalness to a point where, if the need arises that the clone return to help its source, that can be done with an instant rapport with the source. D. But the clone will have the memory of what has happened? J. Not necessarily. D. I was thinking, if the clone was raised in this other environment, it would retain those memories. J. We have the same capabilities in relation to time, as I previously explained to you, with a clone. In other words, we could very well have a human in a very short time span. This clone can be sent on a mission, or elect to go on a mission, to help one of you in need. thereby retaining all of your essence. The rapport is integrated more fully, more instantaneously. D. I was thinking that the clone would know it was not like the other humans. J. Yes, some of them know. But a clone does not necessarily remain on your planet for any length of time. D. It is just there for a certain task, a certain job, and then it goes somewhere else. J. That is correct. D. I think one of the problems people have accepting much of this, and I'm trying to clear up some of this, contact with a little gray being, 327, misunderstanding is they think you are interbreeding aliens and humans. Now these are their words, and they claim it's being done without our knowledge and our cooperation and against our will. And I think this is where the misunderstanding is coming in. They see it as a bad thing, because they don't have all the facts. J. This is the same problem that I explained to you in relation to your perspective regarding pain that we have been accused of inflicting. It is the same misconception. D. They think this is doing something against person's will. Forcibly taking them and performing tests and things on them. J. It is because that human cannot be fully awakened to the mission which they have undertaken. Anyone who has been abducted has previously agreed. Because of some problem in their molecular structure, we cannot fully activate the cell that allows them to remember, as much as we can in other subjects. The subjects who have greater intestinal fortitude and inner strength are able to understand better the fullness of the purpose of the entire space program. D. I was wondering why some people remember and others don't. J. You remember what you can withstand. And as your growth rate develops, you remember and are given more information. D. What some of these people remember is very frightening to them. They only have bits and pieces. J. It is frightening because it is very foreign. And some of the experiments are frightening to humans. But the experiments that frighten humans are the same experiments that humans perform. And it is the same fear that an animal feels as the human performs the experiment on the animal. D. Yes, that makes sense to me. On your craft, are there only your type of beings? J. At this moment? D. Well, as a rule, are you the only type of being that is on those craft? 328. The custodians, J. On this particular type of craft, we are the beings. Other beings may enter this craft, depending on the subject. D. What type of craft is this? What does it look like physically on the outside? J. This is a round disc craft. D. Is it large? No. Then there are other types of craft? Yes, I'm curious about other types of beings that may go back and forth between the different craft. We've heard so many different descriptions. J. What do you wish? D. Can you tell me about some of the other types? J. Depending upon the human subject. Depending upon the project, we are in cooperation with other beings. Therefore, it would depend upon the level of the project and the type, as to who is involved. D. Do these other beings all come from the same place you came from? No, because I think they all look differently, don't they? J. They look differently. D. And I have the assumption that each one has a different type of job. Maybe I'm wrong there. Like an assignment that only they do. J. It is complex, the projects that we work on. Some humans are involved in many of our projects. D. Do you mean as a subject or as a participant? J. Both. A human can be a subject in one project, a participant in another, an advisor in another, a teacher in another. So it depends if the human is multi-level. We look for multi-level humans. You are speaking to a multi-level human when you speak to Janice. She understands levels and dimensions, and can function at different levels and dimensions simultaneously. Therefore, she is more suited to work with us, and therefore a highly valued participant, teacher, subject. D. I was wondering if the other humans, that are involved in these multi-levels, know what is going on? J. Some know to different degrees. Some know more fully, contact with a little gray being, 329. Than Janice. Some know less fully. It depends on their degree of evolvement. It depends on their vibrational rate. It depends on the degree of molecular structure development. It depends on the degree of brain density. There are many elements that are taken into consideration. And we are most, to use your Earth term, loving in that regard. In that we do not wish to cause harm to anyone who has agreed to participate. At first the people of your Earth who agree to participate do not understand, do not know why, and cannot know initially all the things they later learn as they continue to participate. For oftentimes what can happen to them is that they become unbalanced, and they eventually are committed to your insane asylums. She actually said, insane asylums. D. Because they can't handle all of it. J. They do not know how to integrate it into their daily life. Therefore the imbalance takes place, and they cannot find a point of equilibrium. We are sorry for this, and try to prevent it. And sometimes we have been fed misinformation by other human elements within your society, for which we do have agreements. They supposedly supply us with individuals who have been examined to participate in them. We find that we have a better success rate by approaching the individuals on our own. Because there was some game playing in the role between certain of your. There was some misinformation given us by members of your society, to which we agreed to participate. Therefore we found it necessary to work outside of the list, provided us. D. Who provided this list that had my information in it? J. There is a group that supplies certain names of individuals, to us, which they wish us to work with. We agreed and have done so. But we found deception in the purpose, and impurity as to the underlying source for wishing to interact with us. Therefore we could not participate on that level. D. Can you tell me what the group is composed of? I don't want names, but where the group is from. 330. The custodians. J. Not at this time I will not. I can tell you, but I will not. For at the moment I must not reveal that to you. D. Okay. In other words, they were tricking you. J. Somewhat. D. I would think with your higher mental capacity, you would have detected they were not telling you the truth. J. We did. We had hoped we were incorrect. D. Do you think this was a deliberate deception to harm your project? J. It was a deliberate deception in order to control our project. It was a manner of control, as opposed to sharing equally. D. They were supplying names of people they thought you should work with, so they could control the experiment. Yes, I can't see how they could benefit from that, unless it would be controlling the results in some way. J. Controlling the results, and also gaining the knowledge and perhaps misusing it. D. Were you sharing the knowledge with this group? J. That was our intention. And we have done so. D. Are you still sharing it with them? J. To a much lesser degree. D. Because of this deception? J. Yes. They do not know that we realized they deceived us. D. I can understand why you wouldn't want to tell me who they are. They think you're still working with them. J. We are. It is just on a different level. And they chose that level. D. You're being more careful now. Yes, would I be allowed to have more information at another time? Yes, I thought maybe you might want to check me out first. J. We already checked you out. It is just not time yet. The subject needs to develop and digest what has become available to her. We have slowed in our work with her, because there was much for her to digest. D. You also said there was something else she had to do at a future time. J. Yes. This individual works with energies other than their contact with a little gray being, 331, space energies. She works with energies that are much higher developed than we. D. You have other projects in mind then. J. It is not we who have the projects in mind. It is we who have been directed by a level that is more highly advanced than we are. D. But am I to understand she will always be protected and not harmed intentionally? J. There is a level of protection around this being that is impenetrable. D. That is very good, because that is what I always wish for anyone I work with. I don't ever want them harmed or uncomfortable, if possible. J. There will sometimes be discomfort. D. But you can do your best to make it minimal, can't you? J. That is our job. D. Then may I be allowed to come again and ask for more information? J. We would hope that you would come again. We would hope that you be most careful with what has been revealed here to you today. We would hope that you would wait, that you would digest before you even think about revealing it. We would ask you to come back to this state of beingness and receive a guidance. We ask to elicit an agreement with you, and that no printed word be given out by you at this time. There is more work to be done. If you feel you wish to participate, you may again address us or someone. D. Then I will keep it in secret at this time. J. Yes, that is correct. You will keep it in secret at this time. D. I don't know when we will be able to work again. I have to come a long distance. J. There will be a manner in which you will work again, and it will be facilitated. D. Then when I come again, how can I contact you? The being I am speaking to? J. We will contact you, and you will not have to worry to contact us. When this vehicle, Janice, goes into this state, 332, the custodians, she contacts whomever she needs to work with at the time. D. I thought if I had a name I could ask. Or some instructions. J. You will know me by my voice. There are other voices you will come to know. Later we will give you methods of determining. D. Then should I take her to this altered state, and then take her to your craft? Or what kind of instructions can I have so that I can contact you? J. The instructions you may have for contacting us are very simple. The subject will enter a state of different reality. D. Like this? J. Like this. You will notice a change in her voice. Therefore you will realize a shift in energy has taken place within her. There is no code. D. I don't have to ask to speak to any one certain person. J. It will come whenever it is needed. D. All right, because I wanted to be sure that I could contact you again. J. You can contact me again if I am the one you need to speak with. You could perhaps contact other beings she works with. As I have told you, there are other energies other than space energies, with which she is identified. D. All right, but I only want positive energies. J. These are positive energies, for this is a pure light being. And other than positive energies are not allowed to enter. It is impossible. D. And I would like the same protection for myself, as you said earlier. J. You are a pure spirit. Pure in heart, pure in mind, pure in body, pure in soul. These are the things that it takes to raise your vibrational rate to such a level that you work with the energies you do. Otherwise you could not do the work you do. These are the same criteria contained in Janice, to whom you speak. D. I do appreciate it. And I hope that you will protect me as I go out in the world with these different messages I have to contact with a little gray being, 333, give. J. There is a feeling of, as you would say, love for the work you are doing. This is the reason we have brought the two of you together. So that you can feel kindred, so that there will be in one another, if you need a grounding of support. D. I thank you for speaking with me. I do appreciate it. J. We thank you for your work. D. Then I'm going to ask you to depart, with many thanks, and have the consciousness of Janice return to this vehicle. J. It is done. D. Then the consciousness is returning fully of Janice, and our good friend is departing. And I'm going to ask Janice to leave the scene she is watching. Janice let out a big breath, and I knew her personality had returned. She had not moved at all during the entire session. The voice had such a strange mechanical resonate sound to it, but it seemed to take no effort on her part. After conditioning her with a keyword, I brought her forward to full consciousness, but it was quite a while before she could even sit up on the bed, let alone try to get up and walk. She had no memory of the session, because she had gone into such a deep trance. When she sat up, she seemed dizzy and disoriented. So I allowed her to sit quietly while we talked. I thought it best not to tell her too much about the session at that time, because I didn't want to frighten her. I told her I would send her a copy of the tape, and she could listen to it in privacy. It was a good 15 minutes before she tried to stand up, and even then she was wobbly. I definitely wanted to work with her again, but it meant I would have to schedule a special trip to Little Rock, or probably several trips because I anticipated this would evolve into a long-term project. I did not know at the time that I would not encounter this little being again.